Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, back with another episode of Athlete's Edge. Quick sports motivation. You know, we often talk about pushing limits, grinding through tough workouts, and chasing victory. But there's another side to the game that's just as important. Taking care of ourselves mentally. And today, we're diving into something powerful, practicing self-compassion and forgiveness. Because let's be real, even champions stumble sometimes. Think about it, you've probably got a mental highlight reel of your best wins, right? But there are probably some cringeworthy moments in there too, those missed shots, that fumble, the time you trip during a crucial play. We all have them. Ever felt like you were beating yourself up over a mistake long after it happened? You know that feeling when you replay that moment over and over in your head, wishing you could do things differently. That's where self-compassion comes in. First off, remember this. You're human. Nobody's perfect. Even the greatest athletes make mistakes. It's part of the journey. Think about Michael Jordan. He missed thousands of shots in his career, lost hundreds of games, and was even benched at times. But he kept going, learned from those setbacks, and ultimately became one of the most iconic figures in sports history. Second, treat yourself with the same kindness you'd show a teammate. If your friend messed up, would you berate them? Probably not. You'd probably offer encouragement, remind them they're capable, and help them get back on track. So why do we often treat ourselves worse than our closest friends? That inner critic can be brutal. Next, recognize that mistakes are valuable learning opportunities. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, focus on what you can learn from it. Analyze the situation, identify areas for improvement, and use those insights to grow stronger. Think of it like this: every setback is a chance to level up your game. Another key point. Practice forgiveness. Not just towards others, but towards yourself. Holding onto grudges, whether against yourself or someone else, only weighs you down. Forgiveness frees you from the past and allows you to move forward with more clarity and focus. And finally, remember that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Just like a well-oiled machine needs regular maintenance, your mind and body need care too. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, engage in activities you enjoy, and take breaks when you need them. This isn't about being lazy, it's about prioritizing your well-being so you can perform at your best both on and off the field. Let me tell you a story. A friend of mine, Sarah, is a rockstar athlete. She's dedicated, talented, and always striving for excellence. But a few months ago, she had a really tough competition, her biggest one yet. She trained relentlessly, but things didn't go as planned. She didn't perform to her usual standard, and the disappointment was crushing. I saw her battling those self-doubt demons, replaying every missed shot, every fumble in her head. But here's what I loved about Sarah. She decided to take a different approach. Instead of letting that setback define her, she practiced self-compassion. She acknowledged that she had given her best effort, learned from the experience, and was determined to come back stronger. Fast forward a few weeks, and guess what? Sarah's back on track, training harder than ever, with a renewed sense of purpose and resilience. She understood that setbacks are part of the journey, and they don't have to define her. She embraced the lesson, forgave herself, and kept pushing forward. That's what true champions do. So remember, friends, self-compassion, and forgiveness aren't weaknesses, they're strengths. They allow us to be kinder to ourselves, learn from our mistakes, and emerge even stronger from challenges. Take a moment today to practice some self-compassion. Acknowledge your achievements, forgive yourself for your missteps, and remember that you are capable of amazing things. Now get out there and give it your all. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of self-love. Until next time, keep pushing those limits, stay focused, and never stop believing in yourself.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.